إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، we begin, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of. We begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. Wa ba'd. Then now, ya ikhwan, Allah jalla wa ala, He says regarding this month, this blessed month of Ramadan, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan, it is that month in which the Quran was revealed as guidance for mankind, as clear proofs of guidance, and that which separates between truth and falsehood, al-furqan. And we want to take this khutbah, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, to again benefit from one of the suwar of this great book, in which Allahu Jalla wa Ala, He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره. ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. Would the brothers move up, Allah yubarak fikum, allowing those who have come in, allowing those coming in to have room to sit down. Please tighten the rows. Allahu yubarak fikum. Jazakum Allahu khaira. In the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins by saying, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهُ. When the earth, it shakes with a violent shaking. There is another ayah in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, fear your Lord. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, the shaking of that hour is something which is great. Al-Imam Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says regarding it, Al-Ma'na لَوْ عَرَفْنَا بِأَنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يُعِينُنَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى تَقْوَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He says that if we were to know what is the meaning of this, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إن زلزلة ساعة شيء عظيم. O mankind, fear your Lord. Indeed, the shaking of the hour is something which is great. Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah, he says the meaning of this, that if we truly understood the shaking of that hour, if we truly understood what would happen on that day, that would aid us in fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That would help us in fearing Allah Jalla wa Ala. And this is the sunnah. This is the sunnah, that out of the fear of Allah and out of the fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we straighten our affairs and we remain obedient to Allah Jalla wa Ala. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Surah An-Nazi'at? وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. As for the one, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, he fears for his Lord. He fears standing in front of Allah. يعني this is something which he is reminded of daily. That day will surely come. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. Every single one of us shall taste death. Every single one of us will be buried. Every single one of us was created from dirt, and we will return to it. Every single one of us will be raised again. Every single one of us will stand in front of Allah. Every single one of us will be given the books of our actions, good or bad. And every single one of us will have to own what is in those books. And there is no doubt that that will happen. There is doubt whether you will live past this khutbah. There is doubt whether you will ever see your wife and children again. There is doubt if you will ever go back to work. There is doubt in every affair of your life. You know nothing about your life. But the one thing that you surely know about your life is that you will die, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you naked and uncircumcised to stand in front of Him and give account of your actions. If there is nothing you know, then indeed you know that for sure. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ سَاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. O mankind, fear your Lord, because the shaking of that day will be something which is azeem. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say regarding that day? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. That is the day each and every one of us will run away from our brother. If you have a brother that you care for in this life, on that day you will run away from him. Why? Lest he should ask you for something. That he should ask you to give him something. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. You will run away from your mother, you will run away from your father. Those that raised you in this life and made you men and women, and made you capable of taking care of yourselves, those for whom you have, those whom have rights upon you, firstly and foremostly after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those that are paired with the rights of Allah jalla wa ala in the Quran, that when Allah mentions the rights of Allah jalla wa ala, His own rights, He follows that by the rights of the parents. You will run away from them on that day. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. You will run away from your spouses, you will run away from your children. How many times in your life have you thought, if you have children, that wallahi, I will stay hungry before I let them stay hungry. I will take a bullet for them before any harm touches a hair on their head. Any one of us that is a father or a mother would say that. But what does Allah Jalla wa Ala say regarding that day? You will run away from them. You will want nothing to do with them. You will want nothing to do with them. That will be the reality of that day. Barakallahu feekum. Allah Jalla wa Ala, after this ayah, he says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the day the earth lays out what lays within it. The ulama, they have given a number of different tafasir, two of them. When the earth lays out what is in it, يعني موتاها. Those that are dead and buried within it. كما يقول ألم نجعل الأرض كفاتا أحياء وأمواتا. Have we not made the earth as a place of abode for those that are alive from amongst you and those that are dead from amongst you? Yani this is from the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That not only has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth befitting for us to live upon it and work upon it and build our residences upon it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made the earth befitting to take our dead. And what will happen? What disease would spread if the earth would not take our dead? And the dead would be lying outside. So indeed, this is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second meaning, as it is narrated on Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, تُلْقِ الْأَرْضُ أَفْلَاذَ كَيْدِهَا إِمْثَالَ الْأَسْطُوَانِ مِنَ الذَّهْبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. The earth will lay out on that day its treasures in pillars of gold and silver. فَيَجِيءُ الْقَاتِلُ فَيَقُولُ فِي هَذَا قَتَلْتُ وَيَجِيءُ الْقَاطِعُ فَيَقُولُ فِي هَذَا قَطَعْتُ رَحْمِي وَيَجِيءُ السَّارِقُ فَيَقُولُ قُطِعَتْ يَدَيَّ ثُمَّ يَدَعُونَهُ فَلَا يَأْخُذُونَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. The earth on that day will lay out its treasures, its gold and its silver. It will lay it out. And the murderer will come. And he will say, for this I murdered. The one who broke off his relationships because of wealth, he will come and say, it is for this I broke off my relationships. And the one who stole, he will come and say, it is for this that my hands were cut off. But on that day, no one will touch it. فَيَدْعُونَهُ. They will leave it alone. فَلَا يَأْخُذُونَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. They will not take anything from it. This is the meaning of وَأُخْرِجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. On that day, man will say, what is wrong with the earth? وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. لَفْظُ الْإِنسَانُ هُنَا عَام. Here, the word insan is general. Mankind will say. وَظَاهِرُهُ أَنَّ كُلُّ إِنسَانٍ يَقُولُ ذَلِكَ. And what is apparent from this is that every man will say this. Every Muslim and every kafir will say this. But, as Imam al-Shanqiti rahimahullahu ta'ala, he explains that it is further clarified in other tafasir that it will be the kuffar who say this. فَأَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنُ وَالْمُسْلِمْ فَيَقُولُ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. He will say indeed, when the kuffar, they will say, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. When the horn will be blown and they will be raised up from their graves. What will they say? Ya waylana, woe be to us. Man ba'athana min marqadina, who has called us from our graves? Who has called us from our death? Who has called us from where we were at? And what will the believers say? Hada ma wa'ada ar-Rahman, this is what ar-Rahman promised. So the believers will know on that day that it is the day of resurrection. The kuffar will be, waylana, woe be to us, because they have not prepared. They were not prepared. They spent this life playing around. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. The time of account is close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. The time to give account is close. Ayah revealed 1400 years ago. It's close. But many of the people, they are lost. And they are playing around and they are lost. But the believers, they will say, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, this is what Ar-Rahman promised. This is what Ar-Rahman promised. And indeed, the messengers, they spoke the truth. هَذَا وَسَلَّ اللَّهُ وَسَلِّمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. And Allah Jalla wa ala, He says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, on that day the earth will speak of its news. The earth will speak on that day. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day will give those affairs that did not have the capability to speak, Allah Jalla wa ala on that day will give them the capability to speak and to bear witness. It is reported on Abi Sa'sa al-Ansari, on his father, that indeed he informed him that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, إِنِّي أَرَاكَ تُحِبُّ الْغَنَمْ وَالْبَادِيَةِ. He said to his father that indeed I see you love your flock and you love the badiyah, you love the desert, you love being out there. فَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِي غَنَمِكَ, if you are with your flock, if you are with your animals, أَوْ بَادِيَتِكَ, or you are in your area in the desert, فَأَذَنْتَ بِالصَّلَاةِ فَارْفَعْ صَوْتَكَ بِالنِّدَاء, and you are about to give the adhan for the salah, raise your voice. Raise your voice and give the adhan, even though you're alone. And you're amongst your animals, raise your voice. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْمَعُ مَذَا الصَّوْتِ الْمُؤَذِّنِ جِنْ وَالْإِنْسِ وَلَا شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَهِدَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Because there is nothing that hears your voice giving the adhan, whether that is the jinn, mankind, or something other than them, except they will witness on the day of resurrection that you gave the adhan. So indeed on that day, those affairs will be given capability to speak, your hands, your feet will be given capability to be witnesses for you or against you. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. And on that day, why will it speak? Because Allah, its Lord, has ordered it to speak. Because Allah Jalla wa Ala has allowed it to speak. And we finish with this. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وإقامة الصلاة.